got inspired by my own creative little introduction, and I forgot to tell you that we are actually going to get a big dose of the good news because our guest speaker today also is Gino Walker. So.
It's Gino on day. It's Gino Day. I think that could be a national holiday. Gino Day. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Awesome. Woo! Ooh, okay. Whoa. That messy. Should I maybe do it? Check one? We'll see. John's like, oh, please stop. So, yeah, it's, but that's not me now. That's just. You're confining me, John. You're confining me. That's okay. So how beautiful the reading today. Everything is like you guys knew I was talking about heart. The songs. I was like, hey, listen to your heart. This is something that recently has been really big in my life, recognizing how our hearts play a role in everything that we're doing. And for so long, for me, prayer has been kind of an external thing, something out there that I'm praying to get to or I'm praying to have. I was on YouTube because now I have a YouTube channel. You guys got to go on and check it out. It's called Pass the Mic, M-I-C, Pass the Mic channel. And the channel's about community and beauty. And so I was on there as I was doing my homework, searching and doing things, and I ran across the story on the Book of Thomas. Now, I'm not a big Bible person. I don't know it. And I'm okay with that. but the story that they talked about in the Book of Thomas, the phrase that we know, ask and ye shall receive, they talked about two of the sentences before that that really, to me, just blew my mind. And it was that feeling is the prayer. Feeling is the prayer. That when the heart and the thought become one. I don't know about you, but a lot of times when I have prayed in the past, I didn't sync up with the feeling that it was done. I was still feeling that there was something that was to come. That when whatever I was praying for or praying about, that when it came, then, oh, okay. But recognizing that when my heart and thought become one, it's done in that moment. And that's a feeling vibration that you feel. So, you know, I got really curious. I started searching for things on YouTube. Everything's on YouTube. I mean, literally everything. You want to know what color a frog is and how it got its color? It's on YouTube. I'm like, this is mind-blowing. I try to come up with things. I wonder if somebody done this. And it always pops up. So there's an organization called Map Heart. And it's a scientific community that they have done this little, it's a research that they've done all over the world, where they've asked people to say, they show them some pictures, and they ask them to pick if it's going to be something that makes them feel good, or if it's something that scares them, or if it's stressful, before they see the picture. Before you see the picture. And a couple of months ago, I think, I was in San Juan Capistrano, and Reverend Heather was talking about it and went through the exercise. I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's amazing how our hearts are speaking to us. But most of the time, we can't hear it or feel it because we're busy with the doing of the things. You know, we got to get it done with the list. You know, I got this to do, that to do, that to do, that to do. And what I'm really understanding that the intuitive presence is so quick. It's So if you're not on point, it will hit you. You ain't heard nothing. You're moving right on along. You think, why did I turn here? I heard, go right. And now you're in traffic. I mean, it's that quick. So I'm like, wow. So I'm going to do a little exercise with you this morning. I have five pictures. I don't even know. Hold on one second. Don't show yet. I don't even know what order they're in. And just, you don't have to yell it out. Just, I want you to pick if you think this first picture, if you think it's something that will make you smile, or if you think it's going to be something that's going to upset you. You know, P for positive, S for stress. You know, that just make it simple. But I want you to pick it, take your time, and pick it before we show the first picture. I picked the pictures, but I don't know what order they're in either. I gave them to John. I was like, put them in any order. Everybody, you got it? You ready? All right, let's show the first picture. All right. Now take a moment and think about the next picture. Don't show yet. Everybody ready? Okay. Oh, Here we go again. Show the picture. All right. Let's get ready for the next picture. You ready? Show. Oh, yeah. It's so quick. I don't know if you can feel within yourself if you're getting a little, just a little hit, if it's a P or an S. The very first time I did this exercise, I was moving right along. And then my mind got into it and said, oh, she probably didn't do back-to-back positives. She probably did. It's about time for something negative right about now. And it wasn't, it was an explosion of an atomic bomb. And so I was like, well, but you know what? It's a clown face in there. She's like, Gino. That's not the exercise. And so I was able to hear that my mind had gotten involved and started telling me, but my heart had already picked it out. I felt it immediately. So you want to start being really mindful to take some time and just listen to what your heart, because God is speaking to you all day long. Doesn't matter. It's not like big things. It's on everything, everything. Let's get ready to our last picture. Okay, Sheldon. That's a volcano. In this institute, they call the scientific study that they're doing, and I wanted to make sure I got all of this right. It's called Heart Coherence, and it's by Doc Child. He says, as more of humanity practices heart-based living, it will qualify us for the rite of passage into the next level of consciousness. Using our heart intuitive guidance will become common sense based on practical intelligence. That's powerful because we're in a flux of chaos right now. And it is for each and every person to start taking the time to really check in with what you're putting out into the universe. Because you're carrying your vibration with you wherever you go. If it's stinky, then it's you. What is that? Thinking, stinking, thinking. We just want to start becoming very mindful of what we're talking about daily. It matters. What you're thinking about daily, it matters. Greg Bragdon I know some of you know him. Greg Bragdon used to do a lot of stuff with Louise Hayes, but she's gone, but the organization still moves on. And he did a beautiful breakdown. They travel to a lot of monasteries and to the Tibetan temple. And he has been privileged to see them heal somebody right in the very moment. Cancer in the liver. And he was showing pictures. Because where was it? It was on YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. I'm telling you. And so I was like, that's a bit much. Right in the very moment, they showed the woman. She was laying. She had white cloth over her. And there were two practitioners that were standing there. Now, they were speaking in their native tongue. And he was giving some transcript. But they had two words, masa and wusa, 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 that you heard them go through as they were praying. And the wusa, wusa was at a point that the vibration was, I could feel it coming through YouTube. It was so high. And it was at that point that they were recognizing that it was done. So they're showing an x-ray of the tumor. Now, they may have planted the information in my head, and I was right along with it, but I saw the tumor leave. In that very moment. And so Greg went to the practitioners and said, what are you doing when you pray? How are you praying? And they said, we're not praying for anything. We pray and know that it's done. We accept that it's done. We feel it. We know it. We feel the vibration in our heart that it is done. Now, that's a whole nother way of praying. That's not praying for something, to something. That's accepting the power and presence that you are, that is within each and every one of us, because we all have that power. And when thinking about those two verses from the book of Thomas on the words of Jesus, that when heart and thought come together, it becomes one. And it says, you can tell the mountain to move and the mountain will move. The mountain being any dis-ease in your body, in your life. But that's a practice of knowing our power. Most of us don't realize how powerful we are. We think it's something outside of us that we have to get in order to be powerful. But when you know you came here birth as a divine child of God, you are a God being. We're just here having an experience to expand consciousness as we know it. And right now, consciousness is moving like the speed of light. Technology has allowed us to be able to do things so quickly, but it's not quicker than the heart. It's not faster than the heart. And that's mind-blowing. Because the heart speaks to you so quickly. I don't know when you went through the pictures, if you felt a little hit. It was just a little hit and then gone. For me, as soon as I said, which picture? And I love, because like I really didn't know. So I'm like, I'm not cheating. I was like, wow, I'm listening to my heart. I decided to really up my practice of meditation. And that's been very powerful for me because it has allowed me to hear myself. I'm like on day 80 or something like that. And I'm keeping track of it for the first 150 days. Because I really want to see the shift in where I'm thinking and living. Because things are happening. There's a lot of things happening in my life right now. And it's easy to look at appearances and be stuck there. When you're in that mode, your heart sinks. You're sad or depressed or worried. You can't hear the solution. You can't hear the guidance. Because everything you come up with usually keeps you more in that circle, keeps you running. So practicing meditation, and I know we all meditate, but I've gone through periods where, you know, I'll meditate today, then, you know, maybe not for a week. No, I'm just saying, that's just me. You know, or I'll meditate in the afternoon, and then a month will go by. But I decided, let me really make a practice, a conscious practice, because what we are stepping into is, you know, it's like the Jetsons. We're stepping into a realm of consciousness where we're using consciousness to do the work. And we've never done that before as human beings. We're stepping into a level of living far beyond that we've ever known. So that requires that we do things differently. I remember when I was back in real estate and we got the first cell phone. You needed a suitcase to carry that thing. That thing was so big and the bills were twice as big. But the evolution, I mean, they're getting smaller and smaller. People are talking to their watch, taking pictures, talking to people across the world. So we have to call ourselves to the mat and go, how can I step up my game? How can I start living in a higher level of creation? Creating here and now on this earth what I am calling forth, not what somebody else is doing, just what I'm calling forth. How can I listen to my heart and be accountable? So there was a diagram that went something like this. Emotion, around here, all in the tummy. That's emotion. Up here, thought. Of course, right here, your heart. So these three things, when they are in alignment, it's done. That's an acceptance. I love that song, I Will Accept, I Will Allow. Most of us aren't allowing our good to flow in through us because we keep looking for it. We keep searching for it. And then more than anything, we keep talking about the main thing that we don't want anymore. And we think, well, I'm just having a conversation. No, you are planting your life and you are living it. It's not conversation anymore. It is the truth of what you're living. So how are you going to live on a higher level? And that means some of your family and friends, they'll be like, that's some stupid rah, 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 rah. That stuff don't make no sense. It's easy to look at stuff you don't like and complain. That is the easiest thing to do. It's easy to talk to people that they are left and you are right, and you, everything in you wants to just slap them and go, why can't you listen to what I'm saying? Because I'm right. But this is what the new level of consciousness is calling forth, that we come to an understanding that everybody is right. You don't have to participate with it. But when you put all of your energy into trying to change where somebody else is living, and then you get mad at them. I was like, why are you mad at me? Because I don't want to put a tattoo on my arm. It doesn't matter what it is, because maybe I'm a Democrat or you're a Republican, or I love Trump, you don't like Trump. Just, we're so upset and each side wanting to be right that we can't hear the solution. We don't hear the solution because it's already here. We're praying. Everybody wants everyone to be happy. But if we think it has to be under one umbrella, that it can only be this way, then there's your struggle. Because you're disconnected from your heart. Because if you go to God and say, God, do you like Trump? I just need to know. What are your thoughts on Trump? Well, Trump is God's child. What do you think God going to say? I like him sometime, but you know, he's a humdinger. is no such God. God created all of us. I always use the analogy of fruit. If you like granny apples and I like Washburn, are we going to be mad at one another? I'd just be like, oh, you like granny. Okay. Yeah, they're a little too tart for me. I like the Washburn. You'd be like, oh, yeah, it's okay. There's no fight over that. We think that there's something outside of us that's controlling our inside life. The only thing that's controlling your inside life is you. It is the thoughts that you are thinking. It is the heart that is hardened. People get into debates all the time and they think, I'm going to pull you over to the way I'm thinking. Why? Why? If everybody thought the same, we wouldn't have the internet right now. There would be no YouTube. Now, granted, we're still learning how to use the technology. Absolutely. There are people that hate the internet. I'm like, what did the internet do to you? But okay, then just don't go on the internet. It's all right. We'll be all right if you don't go on the internet. Listen to your heart and what it's calling. We don't have to gather a nation together to change anything. Our change comes from within. Because when you change where you're living, you will resonate with your tribe. People will come out of the woodwork that are in your vibration. If you have a lot of people in your life that are complaining and worried, you are too. You go to church and be like, oh, you know, I just keep praying for him. I just keep praying for my sister. She's so negative. You got to know and own it that you're sending that out. Water meets its level. We want to start taking responsibility for how we are living, not how the world is living. Because you are your world. You're it. Right now. Put your hand on your heart. I have a new relationship with my mind. Because I was driving down the road and I felt myself get really negative and worried. And I like to talk out loud. I said, mind, you got a new job. Your job is to tell me how wonderful I am, how spectacular I am, how great my life is, how amazing I am. And I touched my heart. And there was a hum I could feel that we were all in alignment. For a second. Then the mind was like, well, wait a minute. I know all that's good and everything, but I just need you to know. It started repeating the story to me again. I need you to know that this is what's going on. I said, mind, that is not your job anymore. And I can't do this without you. We have to do this thing together. I want you to join with me and recognize. Tell me how great I am, how magnificent my life is, how everything is flowing easily and gracefully, how joyously and inspirational this life is. And I had to go back again. But a couple of weeks of that, and it's gotten less and less and less. And it's so loud now. When my mind is out of sync with my heart. You want to speak out to your heart. So put your hand back on your heart and tell your mind what your new love is about yourself. Tell your mind, this is the story. We'll start here. Say, I am love and I love my life. You love me, mind. And you love to do what I ask of you. We have a good time. My life is magnificent. We are dynamic together. Because my heart, our heart, is one. We are one in love. We are one in joy. We are one in abundance. We are one in health. We are one in creativity. Mind, thank you. Thank you for being one with my heart. Now, this is the story you tell me every day. Yes, you want to start waking up, because the cells they talk about in this heart coherence, with the studies that they did, how we are communicating heart vibrationally. We're sending out these signals. We're constantly vibrating it. The energy. You walk into a room. Have you ever felt that? You walk into a room and be like, ooh, something going on in here. Oh, wait a minute. Don't let me back up. So if you want to do something for the world, that's what you want to do. You want to come meet the day with a clean heart every day, with a heart that's filled with joy and love. I was reading something by Emmett Fox, and you know how we say every day is a new day. He said every day is a new life. I was like, what? A new life. All the baggage that we be carrying around just from the last couple of days, just... Ooh. If you have a new life when you woke up this morning, don't you know that's not there? That's not there. It's only in the mind, but we got a new story with our minds now. A new life. So you want to greet the day with a heart that's open and filled with joy and love for you, for life, for all. Nature inspires me because it's so incredible, and it reminds me everything I see on that plant, on that flower, came from within it. There's nobody out there got a stapler, like, let me staple this on here, let me get these things together. It all came from within. It's a total package. We are a complete package. There's nothing broken about you. Nothing. You may have opportunities in your life to expand the consciousness that you are, which that's why we came here, to expand the consciousness as we know it. We came to blow this thing out. Join your party. Join your life. Accept your greatness. Accept your power. There's nothing you need to change out there. Start loving on yourself and listen to the heart that's calling you constantly. The power to speak the language. The power to speak the language. That's the language of the heart. Whatever's happening in your life right now, you can choose a new reality. It's just that simple. Does it mean the experience is going to go away instantly? No, we haven't learned to do that yet. But I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming, baby. We're going to be growing arms and legs and feet and toes and things instantly. It's coming. Learn to speak the language. Put your heart and thought together and become one with your prayer. Accept your greatness. Accept your good. Accept the magnificence of who you are. Because with faith, because I saw in the thing, I start singing after this, so. Mark looking like, what was this? Is this another exercise? Because when you hold faith in your heart, you know, Jesus talked about the faith of a mustard seed. That's so tiny. Have you ever seen how small a mustard seed is? Goodness, we can do that. We can have that much faith in our heart, that my heart is guiding me, that my heart, that is right, what I'm hearing, that what I'm feeling, because you feel it. Own that feeling. Honor the feeling. And when you do feel it, go, ooh, look at that. I did that. And when you do something that ain't that happy, you go, ooh, I did that too. So that you can start owning your power. Because faith, trust, love can move mountains. What do they know? There ain't a dream that don't have the chance to come true now. It just takes a little faith, yeah. Anything that we want to do, we can.